its current state on 90.5 WKAR. Reach us via email at currentstate@wkar.org. Despite all those studies that show America's education system is lagging further behind in the world, it turns out all is not lost when it comes to our collective knowledge about science and technology. A portion of a big national survey released late last week measured the public perceptions of science and technology and compared the data to similar studies around the world. The results show that while Americans, like much of the rest of the world, still have some basic things to learn, there is a keen interest in the latest scientific and technological discoveries. The survey was part of the National Science Foundation's report on science and engineering indicators that it puts out every other year. John Besley was the lead author of the report's chapter on public attitudes and understanding. John's an associate professor here at MSU and the Ellis Brandt Chair in Public Relations in the College of Communication Arts and Sciences, and John joins us now. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Your chapter is stuffed with all kinds of stats from a lot of different studies. As the lead writer who had to ride herd on all of this and make sense of it all, what are your biggest takeaways?
So I would love to say I'm happy to say there aren't any big changes, which is nice. This is meant to be an indicators report, so we're tracking things over time. And so to me, the most interesting thing is how steady science has been. You know, there's lots of political debates out there about various specific scientific issues, but to me, interest for science staying pretty stable, people's knowledge about science staying pretty stable, people's confidence in scientists, which I think is super key, is staying pretty stable.
Hmm. What methodology was used to put this together?
So the main component of it is a giant survey that the University of Chicago does, which is it's called the General Social Survey, and it's really one of our best surveys in the world. In this case, more than 2,000 people, face-to-face surveys, response rate of 71%. It's an amazing, giant survey that's just super high quality. And then we bring in, once we have that data, and NSF has a specific science section that's built into that. And once we have that data, we try to find other surveys that have been done around the world in the last few years that can sort of speak to that data, and we can put that into conversation with.
But your chapter focused on U.S. attitudes?
So it's primarily, it focuses on U.S. attitudes, but for each sort of subsection, there's a international comparison section.
Okay. So where from around the world do we learn about attitudes toward science as well?
Yeah, so the European Union does relatively regular surveys. I wish they was a little more regular, but the European Union does them. In this case, there were surveys out of Japan, Korea. China has a gigantic science survey. It's a few years old now, but still just an amazing giant survey. Where else do we have them?
South America?
Not a lot from South America. Brazil has done one in a few years, but I don't think we had any recent data from Brazil. I think that's probably the main ones. We don't have good stuff from the Middle East. We don't have good stuff from Africa, unfortunately. I'd love to see that data. There is a survey coming out soon from other universities, other Michigan, that will have hopefully some of that data.
Tell us more about how we fare with regard to other countries.
Yeah, I think so. We do pretty well, I think. I mean, the U.S., I think, has as much as any other country has a culture of science. And so I think our interest levels are pretty similar. You know, you look at the best data is there's a survey that was done a couple of years ago in sort of the five largest European countries as well as five more European countries. And what you see there is there's always a couple countries, Denmark, say, that on any given question does a little better than the U.S. But the U.S. is always right there, whether it's interest, whether it's knowledge, whether it's perceived promise of science or reservations with science. The U.S. we have a pretty high regard for science and scientists.
And then, I mean, you alluded to this earlier, but popular attitudes toward scientists and engineers, is it generally respectful? Is it doubtful? How does that break out?
I think, so one, people want their kids to go into science. People, I mean, whether it's a son or a daughter, which is nice, it's no difference. People, 80, 90% of people want their kid to go, would be happy if their kid went into science. Mm. So that's great. I mean, that's right off the front. And then you ask some specific questions. People think scientists, I mean, overwhelming majority think scientists are trying to do good for humanity, do good things for the world. So that's great too. You know, you get into some fun questions that sort of speak to, I don't know, popular images of scientists. So maybe a third of people think that scientists are odd and peculiar. Which, you know, I'm guessing
that was the actual phrase, odd and peculiar.
I think that is the actual phrase, yeah.
Oh, my.
What is it? Odd and peculiar people. Scientists are apt to be odd and peculiar people. And so, but I think that's safe to say that about a third of people are odd and peculiar people in every field. So
you don't have to be a scientist to be considered odd and peculiar. Now, 50%, I see, agree or strongly agree that science is dangerous.
Yeah, that one.
What do you take that to mean?
That's the one I would love to better understand, and I'm sort of starting to play with the background data. But yeah, I don't know. Memories from science class. I don't know what that might be.
Well, science grapples. What comes to mind for me is science grapples with a lot of alarming situations. I think of communicable diseases.
Sure.
and climate change and things that affect the whole planet. I'm wondering if they're really that's really more of a reflection of the scale of the problems, potential problems that we face, rather than the danger that science is in and of itself.
Right. It may be that they're answering the scientists work with issues that are dangerous rather than that scientists themselves are in danger. It's an interesting question. I'd love to find a way to find out a little more what happened there.
So support for scientific research is there, but funding for research has been cut considerably in the last few years. How does the scientific community translate attitudes into more financial support?
I mean, I think this is sort of a perennial question. So clearly people think the government, 80% think that government should be funding basic science. Now, when you ask, is science getting too little, the right amount, or getting too much, you know, then you don't see science. Most people think it's either too little or too much. There's not many, just the right amount. But there's other issues that people would like to see funded even more. And so, you know, I think that's the perennial question. And one thing we know from this, I think often scientists think that if we just teach people more about science, they'll want to fund more about science. But I think it's actually the bigger question is how do people feel about science and see science as being relevant and important? And so
if the funding scenario for science stays relatively limited or continues to be cut back, what would you anticipate, say, in a couple of years? Would you expect that to register in the results of a survey like this?
So you do see that the number of people saying that funding for science is too little, that there's too little funding for science. That's been sort of creeping up.
Okay.
And so I think that could be it's hard to know exactly what's going on there, but maybe that's a reflection of people seeing that disinvestment and reacting to it. And yeah, I mean, I think that's one of those things that those of us who are interested in the area will be watching to see if people.
How much does the way the media treats science, how much does that weigh into some of these findings that we're talking about?
So there's specific questions about where people get their news.
Yeah, where is that?
So I mean, mostly,
is that part of the report?
They're right. So that front section is really about where people get news about science, news in general, but then also news about science. And so that's sort of the pattern you would expect, where television's pretty strong, so the main one, but it's sort of declining. Newspapers is declining. Internet goes up. Now, this time around, they asked what do people mean by internet? And really what they mean is online newspapers and that kind of thing. So TV and newspapers are about the same level. But if you ask people, if you wanted to know something about science, where would you get it? They say, overwhelmingly, I'd go online and search it out. And so one of the things that, you know, the science community is working on is making sure that there's lots of great science resources online and good quality science resources, science things that are clearly credible, that when people do go online, that's what they come to. That's what they find.
How might we improve numbers where arguably it's a good thing to have higher numbers here, greater understanding, greater support, that kind of thing?
Yeah, and so a lot of my day-to-day research involves science communication and public engagement with science. And if you see, you know, MSU in April is going to have a science festival where people are going to be invited on campus, and it's sort of meant to be a celebration of science. It's going to be, you know, there's things in the evening for adults. There's stuff for kids, stuff for adults. And I think that's sort of indicative of the wider scientific community, which is trying to find ways to bring people into closer contact, to make sure that people know scientists, that scientists are people, their neighbor. And in a community like East Lansing, I mean, scientists are your neighbors. And so getting to know and understand that science is part of you know, our culture, both locally, but more broadly in almost every community.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with John Besley. John was the lead author of a chapter on scientific public attitudes and understanding, part of a National Science Foundation report that's conducted every other year. What happens in a study like this, John, when politics creeps into science? Climate change has become incredibly politicized over the years. Does that show up in a survey like this?
So this is tricky because this is written by the national. I write it, but I'm writing it on behalf of the National Science Board. I'm talking on behalf of myself, but the report itself is written for the National Science Board, and so they're very careful not to have. There's no breakdown here by demographics, by religion. And which is kind of, it's a funny thing because, when you get into the last section of the report, which is attitudes about specific issues, you get to climate change, you get to genetically modified foods. It's very assiduously doesn't get into some of the tricky things. Now, we pick the issues that are picked about to talk about in terms of public attitudes, those are the ones that are in public debate.
Mm-hmm.
I was at this conference over the weekend where we were, American Association for the Advancement of Science, where we talk about a lot of these things. And there were some people there who were talking about, this fear that some of these issues are becoming politicized, and we just don't know how to unpoliticize them. We don't know how to make them into science issues again.
Yeah. I have to ask finally, what's going on with astrology? The data shows Americans are becoming less skeptical of astrology.
Yeah, that's a funny one. And there's been some neat sort of online debate about what that question really means. One of the perennial questions is, are people mixing up astrology and astronomy? And so it may be that, and are they doing it more often now?
Okay.
Because maybe people read horoscopes less, I don't know. And so that might be one of what's going on there. That's one of those ones where there's sort of this remarkable drop this last round. And I think we'll be paying close attention to see if that's a continued thing. And then also figuring out, when you see that, all right, now we got to figure out why.
Uh-huh. John Besley was the lead author of the chapter on public attitudes and understanding in the latest National Science Foundation report on science and engineering indicators. John's an associate professor at MSU and the Ellis Brandt Chair in Public Relations in the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences. Thanks for joining us, John.
Thank you so much.